It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, art, entertainment topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
Well, it's good to have you with us. Welcome to show number 25 of the BTS Mix Show on BelowTopSecret.com. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm his Cape Crusader partner in crime, Doc Hancock. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, I hope you're doing well. Hey, did you have a good week, Doc?
Not a bad week at all. It's warm once again here in New York. It looks like fall isn't quite ready to set in yet, which I'm a little disappointed about, but, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do about the weather except for, you know, shake your fist at the sky and wonder why. Why is it still 90 degrees?
Oh, you know what? It sounds like we're having actually better weather and cooler weather than you are in New York. It's been like 85 here. We had some rain earlier in the week, but I think your forecast is probably going to change around Saturday or Sunday because it looks like one of the hurricanes, I think it's Hannah, is probably going to make its way up the East Coast, and you're going to get drenched.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm going to send a letter of complaint to Gustav, Hannah, and Ike, because I think it was Gustav that sent all this damn hot air up here, which is obviously no fun. I mean, it's clearly worse for the people, you know, down in the Gulf states who have been pounded by it. So, you know, I guess I'll have to deal with the hot air up here. But, you know, yeah, I'm going to send a little message to Hannah and Ike, you know, back off. I remember a few years ago, that a tropical storm ended up hitting the city, and that was rough, man. This city's just not, you know, with all the garbage on the street and everything, it just gets crazy. You just kind of have to wear, you know, some protective eyewear and hope for the best on that.
Well, hang in there. Hey, and speaking of hot air, it's time to jump into the breaking general news forum. And this is kind of causing some controversy, not necessarily this particular post. I think we just kind of picked this one because it's an example of the venom being spewed out there, Mr. Doc.
Yeah, you know, this was I picked this just because it brings up the topic. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with anything mentioned in it, but it's put in by All Seeing Eye, and this was, of course, in the BTS Breaking General News Forum. And it's, you know, the whole Palin story, obviously Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska. And, you know, it's kind of gone through this funky kind of cycle where, you know, she was chosen for the VP, and then a lot of, you know, news stories started to come out about her and the pregnant daughter and her family and her, you know, she was being scrutinized. I mean, her tenure as mayor, her tenure as governor. And then, you know, we're filming this directly, or I'm sorry, we're filming this. We're big movie stars. We're taking this the night after Governor Sarah Palin gave her speech. I keep wanting to call her Palin for some reason. I don't know why. And we're obviously taping the show the day after she gave the speech, and now all of a sudden the cycle has completely kind of come full circle, and a lot of people now know who she is and agree with her or disagree with her politics. You know, she certainly gave a rousing speech at the convention, and that's certainly something to be said. But I think there's even more to be said about the responsibility, obviously, of our media these days, and really kind of going after this inappropriately, I think. And listen, I'm certainly more liberal-leaning than anything. But even I'm sitting here going, you know, and I think most Democrats were as well. I think people were like, so what? You know, these are issues that the Democrats normally embrace. I mean, Democrats are usually the ones starting programs for teenage pregnancy and endorsing sex education to prevent teenage pregnancy. And so I don't think that anybody really had that big of an issue with it except for the stupid media. And of course, you can argue all day. It's the liberal media. It's the conservative media, whatever you want to call it. But this has certainly turned into be, you know, the talk of the country, and everybody's on this and everybody's talking about it. And, you know, you look through any of the news sites, particularly above topsecret.com, and you can see all sorts of debate and banter going on about the appropriateness of this and what's on topic and what's off of topic and what is an issue and what isn't an issue. And to be completely honest with you, I'm getting kind of sick of the whole thing. What about you, Spencer?
Yeah, you can chalk that one up for me too, Doc. And I think the venom is being spewed because I think Ms. Palin, Governor Palin, is a galvanizer that the Republicans didn't have before. You had people that went, you know, they were sitting on the fence, and they probably would have not voted at all, or they would have gone to Obama. But now that the Republicans, and this is about 10 years too late, they really needed to have a woman in this position. And, I think if they ran today, she might get more votes than McCain would. I really do. And she was even actually a fan of Ron Paul. and she probably would have voted for him had she not been nominated for vice president. But the personal attacks on her family going a little bit far. I mean, you can hit candidates back and forth. You know, when some of the critics and some of the pundits went after Michelle Obama, it was like, oh, well, keep your hands off. But now it's fair game to go after somebody's kids and start asking them questions or send teams of reporters to follow them around to try to get dirt on them. And it's nauseating. It's the political process that we deal with in America. It's nauseating. But I think more than anything, it's a galvanizer, and this is going to backfire on the people that are coming after her. I think it will, mainly because she's doing McCain a world of good. She is the galvanizer, pulling people off the fence that would not have probably voted for McCain to vote for that particular ticket. Second of all, because she connected with people so well with her speech last night, making herself to be, you know, middle-class mom, basically connected with America, and people are kind of going, wait a minute, you know, what's all with all these with these personal attacks? So I agree with you. I think the personal attacks on both sides are just ridiculous, but it's part of the political process. And when you jump into the political arena, you're going to see an amount of that, regardless of who you are. I'm kind of curious why no one's jumping on the Joe Biden thing with his son and brother being accused of fraud in a lawsuit. But nobody's really talking about that. I mean, they want to say, well, you can't keep control of your... Well, okay, well, you can go back over here and look at this ticket, and they can't seem to keep control of their family either. So it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like everybody's pointing fingers, but, you know, they're just as guilty as the other person. So, yeah, enough is enough.
Well, that's I think that's the whole thing. And listen, I mean, I think the reason why the Bidens haven't been talked about, I mean, we're possibly on the brink of war with Russia. We're possibly, you know, Iran is saying that to OPEC that they need to decrease the supply of oil because they don't want prices to drop any further. Are we hearing about any of this on the news? No, it's all Palin. And you know, they say in you know, the news business, I guess, you know, there's no such thing as bad press. And if this was a move on the Republicans' part to, you know, really make this the focus of everybody's conversation, they sure did a good job with it. I mean, you got to give them credit for that. You know, I guess my whole issue with this is that, you know, in our political society, and especially with the media guard dogs that are out there now, you know, everybody's looking to scrutinize everything, and everything's, you know, they're trying to make a story. You know, it seems as though the McCain campaign was very deliberate in picking someone with a lot of issues around them. I mean, I almost can't help but think, you know, let's face it. I mean, on the surface, Palin is not a politically safe choice, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. Yet they chose her, and now it's the focus of everything. Every news shadow, every news story right now is being overshadowed by this. And I don't know if it's going to be a good thing for the Republicans or a bad thing for the Republicans. Only time will tell that, and we'll see how people react. I mean, obviously, people, you know, reacted positively to her speech, but even now that is beginning to become scrutinized of the facts that she mentioned and the things that she brought out. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what this does for them. I mean, my only criticism, I think, of the Republican convention so far, and again, you know, I think most of this is all a bunch of crap anyway, so I'm not going to, you know, pick sides on this by any stretch. My biggest problem is that it seems that though they're reverting back to those tactics of fear and divisiveness. All I've heard from the Republicans so far, they're throwing out a lot of red meat to their, you know, their constituents in the convention, and that's fine, and that's, you know, it's getting them rallied, it's getting everybody very excited, but it's also a lot of, you know, talk about slinging the mud right back. I mean, you know, the DNC, I thought, was pretty tame in the sense that it wasn't all about attack, attack, attack. In fact, they were being criticized by some groups for not attacking enough. So we certainly can sit around and talk about politics all day. I think at the end of the day, this is going to be the most exciting presidential election we've seen in a long, long time, with two new faces and two definitely different sides of the coin, you know, being debated and argued issue-wise. So, you know, we'll see. This is shaping up to be quite a dredge match, if you will.
Well, it's certainly gotten more interesting, that's for sure. All right, let's jump over to the rant forum, for those of you who didn't get enough of that rant. Who would you like to smack? This is posted by Zameless, and it reads, I was just reading through a number of postings, and it gave me an idea. Generally, I'm not an angry person, but we all have our moments, and we control them. But I was thinking, what if we didn't control ourselves in that one moment? What if for that 1 second we let go? Who would you smack? The list could be endless. I'm not supporting violence as right, because heaven knows I'd get smacked a few times myself. So here's my rant. When the cashier is being a I'd probably smack her. When my friends were whining and self-loathing, I'd give them a smack and say, wake up. When my boss is acting like he knows something he doesn't, I would smack him for sure. Oh, wouldn't that be sweet? So, for the 1 second that you don't have control over yourself, who would you smack? Just wondering, because I really believe we all have someone. Oh, bless your heart, Zameless. Of course we do.
Yeah, I think everybody, no matter, regardless of your temperament or your level of tolerance, I guess, we all kind of want to smack somebody at some point in our lives. I think that's pretty safe to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we just ran through a whole list of, and the first post right after that was from Beachcoma, who said, I'd like to smack the talking heads on TV, expressing opinions as fact. Well, amen to that, Beachcoma. Good for you, buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. And that's exactly, you know, I picked this topic to go directly after the Palin story, because I think, you know, in surrounding that story, I think there's a lot of people who need to be smacked. I'd like to smack Gustav, Hannah, and Ivan right now. That's who I'd like to smack, because, again, I think they're going to send some nasty weather my way, which, you know, is fine. That's okay. It'll be an exciting storm, I guess.
Yeah, smack that storm. Spank it hard. Well, you know, Earth 2 wrote, I would smack myself. I need it the most for all my dumb decisions. I have to second that. I would smack you too, Earth 2.
I like access denied. Oh, wow, so many people to smack, so little time. People who tell me to smile more, smack. People who tell me to wear something other than black, smack. People who take their kids to the toy section of Walmart and then wonder why they throw a tantrum about wanting everything, smack. People who browse through the grocery store, smack. Amen to that, access denied. I can't stand the wanderers at the grocery store. That's what I call them. They're wanderers. And they walk around and they roam aimlessly and they don't know quite what they're after. Well, am I going to get some mustard? Maybe I'll get some pickles. I don't know, because I didn't plan anything out before I went to go buy food. I want to smack them too, so amen to that. People who talk on their cell phones while driving, smack. Yes, yes, yes. Man, smack them hard. Hard enough to knock the cell phone right out of their hand.
Yeah, if I could reach him from the window of my car, I would do that in a second, dog.
You should get.
But I'm busy talking on the phone. Yeah.
You should get like a Go-Go Gadget slapping hand, you know, that extends out. You know, you could be, you know, 12, 15-foot range, I think. Just long enough to get in that car window and really do a little damage smack-wise.
I like a paint gun, you know, that shoots the paintballs. I think that would get their attention. For that split second, that red ooze on the window, they might think it's their brains and stop talking for that second and see that I'm actually in the lane. I tell you, I swear, Doc, I want to throw something at these people, you know, and people go, oh, you do the same thing. Well, yeah, I have an earpiece, and I hate talking on the phone while I'm driving. As a matter of fact, I make it a point to go, hey, listen, I'm driving. I really hate talking on the phone, because I actually almost had an accident one time, so I've decided I'm not going to do that anymore. But, I mean, these people, they've got it up to their ear. Or I've actually seen people reading while they're driving. I'm serious, and I'm like, I want to go, oh my God, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I got stuck behind some guy the other day on the highway, and I swear to God, he was text messaging while driving a car. What kind of idiot do you have to be text messaging? Either pull over, or your precious message can wait till you're out of the car. Simple, period. Smack to you, sir. Smack, smack.
Smack, 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 smack. All right, so do you have somebody you want to smack? Well, head over to the rant forum, and who would you smack, and we might even read yours on the next show.
And speaking of people to smack, you know, there's a post up here, and this is in the general chit-chat forum as well. The BTS ATS Union of Whack Posters, and these maybe are some people you want to smack, or maybe not. This is a union of whack posters on ATS BTS. Here you, when accused of posting something crazy or whack, can discuss your post. Has something random to say? Post it here. Here you can justify it. Here you are protected. The Union of Whack Posters is here for you to protect your whacked post. And this comes in from Q-Ball. And this is kind of cool, you know, because some people post some stuff up and immediately it gets ridiculed and people are mean and nasty. So, you know, you need somewhere to come and unwind that and discuss some of those feelings. And here's the forum for you.
I want to talk about one of my posts, Doc, and it had to do with the Bigfoot thing. You know, the so-called Bigfoot hoax. You know, it really wasn't a hoax. Actually, the people that don't want Bigfoot found actually substituted a monkey costume and froze it in ice and actually took the real Bigfoot and have it in a freezer in Langley. That's a true story. Yeah. I got that from the best authority. Best authority. Yeah.
What's the authority? I guess is the question. Well,
it was a National Enquirer, but, you know, that's got to be true, right?
Well, hey, look, you know, I mean, people are still making fun of the National Enquirer, but I will remind you that they are the one that broke the story on John Edwards. Let us not forget that.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
And you remember from Men in Black, you know, they say the National Enquirer is the only decent news that's out there. And that there might be some truth to that. You don't know.
Well, there you go. And hence my post. But do I get any kudos for that? No, I get ridiculed. I didn't get a star or a flag or anything. So I'm all hurt. So that's all
right. So somebody said that that's a whack post, huh? So yeah. Now you can come to the whack post union and post your grievances.
I'm a whacker. Yeah. Something like that.
Ooh. Well, things just got hot here in the BTS Mix studio. Hey, oh my goodness.
I do want to say that there is a picture of Bigfoot. It is posted by Q-Ball about halfway down the page. But it also has Han Solo and Princess Leia and R2-D2 and C-3PO and Luke Skywalker all in the same picture. But there is a Bigfoot there. I just wanted to point that out.
We need to get C-3PO on the horn and see if we can get some sort of validity to this this photograph. I'm sure it's photoshopped or doctored or something.
It's got to be. It's got to be. All right. We're weird, and we know it, and we love it, and we love to read your posts because you guys come up with the greatest stuff. I'm serious. And you know, and Doc, I want to kind of jump on this subject for a second because we mentioned in the last show about maybe a podcast competition. I've had a couple of people write me and say, hey, that would be a great idea. So here's the deal. If you would like to be a part of the podcast competition, maybe even be part of the show, why don't you do a little podcast, send us a snippet of it, or send us a link, U2US, Doc or myself. We'll get together, we'll listen to it, and if it's worthy, if you are worthy, we will put you on the BTS Mix Show. How about that?
I think that sounds like a great idea, and I encourage everybody to participate. It's not hard. All you got to do is just, you know, get a little microphone, hook it up, do a little recording. Everybody's computer, I'm sure, has some sort of recording system on it. Pop it into an MP3 and shoot it on over to us. And, you know, we're looking forward to listening to them. I know I certainly am, and I know Spencer is. So, yeah, get them off to us, and we're looking forward to it.
Sweet. All right, we'll be back with more of the BTS Mix Show right after this important message from our sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Dave Rabbit here from the ATS Mix Show. And I want to tell you, I've got something that's really fabulous coming your way, and we want each of you to be a part of this experience. Last year, my partner, Johnny Anonymous, and I attended the Bay Area UFO Expo in San Jose, California. This year, the founder of the event, Victoria Jack, invited Johnny and I back again. I can't believe it, neither could Johnny, but it's fact. We are going to be attending the 10th Annual Bay Area UFO Expo, this year located in the beautiful Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara, California. Now, it's going to be held this year on September 27th and 28th of 2008. There's going to be all kinds of vendors there. There's going to be all kinds of speakers there. There's going to be all kinds of special featured guests, which I cannot mention because it's top secret. But there's going to be all kinds of things about UFOs, alien encounters, Earth mysteries, government cover-ups, and so much more that I just don't have the time to mention. But you can find out more information by going to abovetopsecret.com/forum. Go to the ATS Mix information area, and you'll find a thread that says Meet Dave and Johnny at the Bay Area UFO Expo. Now, for those of you that are members of the AboveTopSecret.com family, you have some really special opportunities. Number one, you can ask questions for the guests that are listed there on this particular thread. And number two, and probably more important, is that you will get a chance to win 10,000 ATS points for bringing us a can of Bush beans and being one of the first 10 that do it. So there's a couple of incentives right there. And actually, we're going to actually probably eat the Bush beans, or either that, or we'll autograph the Bush beans and give them back to you. And you can sell them on eBay. Now, won't that be fun for everybody? Okay, and then now, I tell you something else that's really going to be amazing. Johnny and I are probably going to do all kinds of crazy stuff like we did last year. And it's kind of like we were Pac-Man Jones with the Dallas Cowboys. Last year, I thought Johnny and I were going to get absolutely banned for all the shenanigans that we did. I mean, we were going through the expo area with all the exhibitors, and we were singing Edelweiss, and we were getting a group together, and we were doing this and doing that, and we were singing songs, and I don't know how many renditions of Do You Know the Way to San Jose that Johnny and I sang last year, but it was absolutely chaotic fun to the 10th degree. And this year is going to be even better. And I can't wait to meet a lot of you guys and gals out there that are fans of the ATS Mix Show. And as we're approaching our 100th show, I mean, we want to thank each and every one of the 23 million subscribers and fans that we have accumulated in the last year. If you like more information, as I say, you can go to abovetopsecret.com/forum. Go to the ATS Mix information and find the thread that says Meet Dave and Johnny. You can also go directly to the Bay Area UFO Expo site, which is located at www.thebayareaufoexpo.com. And this is also located on all the different pages. It shows the artwork with all the guests and whatever. So please come join Johnny Anonymous and yours truly, Dave Rabbit, for a weekend of fun on September the 27th and 28th of 2008 at the Marriott Hotel, Santa Clara, California, at the 10th Annual Bay Area UFO Expo. And for those of you that fly in, you fly in through the San Jose International Airport, and the hotel is about 5 minutes away from that location. So hope to see all of you there. Peace and love, everybody.
And welcome back, everybody, to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. It's good to have you again with us this week. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the BTS Mix on iTunes. And it's a great way to have it automatically download into iTunes, and then you can put it on your player, your iPhone, your iPod, whatever, and take us wherever you go, because we never get out anyway.
I never thought I'd be asking people to carry me around in their pocket. But now I implore you to carry me around in your pocket. It would just make my day. It really would.
All right, here's one that Doc found in the breaking general news form. Escape lion turns out to be a large dog. What's up with that, Doc?
Oops. Well, apparently people thought a lion had escaped from the local zoo, and everybody started freaking out. And this was posted by Stephen Weaven, I think that's the way it's pronounced, and that's very creative. And this is in the Telegraph, the British newspaper. It says a full-scale operation involving a police helicopter swung into action in North Belfast when a large sandy-colored animal was spotted prowling in a public park close to the grounds of Belfast Zoo. The police service of Northern Ireland received a number of reports from the members of the public, all of whom thought they had seen a lion in Cavehill Park in the north of the city. Zookeepers conducted an urgent check of all compounds, including those housing lions and tigers, ooh, and bears, oh my, but reported that all animals were accounted for. A police spokesman said officers now believe the animal seen in the park on Monday night was in fact a large stray dog. So, next time you think you see a lion out there, folks, make sure it's just not a big old hairy Great Dane or something, because those can be, I guess, confused. Although, good vigilance.
Good vigilance, that's right. You never know when you're going to have a lion pop up in the backyard. And this is something, Doc, and I thought about it, because the UK, some of our friends in the UK, you know, have posted and also pointed out that they have had large cat sightings in the UK, like panthers or something, large black cat sightings. Now, I don't think it's, you know, I don't know what it is. A lot of people have said that they've seen them. Maybe the fear of this has moved over to Ireland or something. I don't know. But it's interesting that did you see a wave of these big cat sightings, and now they're starting to see something, maybe a stray dog, maybe a real cat in Ireland.
Yeah, you know, and you got to watch out for panthers, and particularly you have to watch out for cougars. They generally tend to prowl in various lounges, martini bars, whatnot, and you need to be very vigilant against them. Make sure you wear your anti-cougar spray to make sure that you stay safe from the cougars. I can't, man, I can't absolutely not ever insert a cougar joke when you discuss panthers or any sort of large wild cat. I don't know. Maybe it's a problem. I don't know. I'll get it checked out.
That's why we love you. And I got, you know, just now that we're on this subject, I got to say the best anti-commercial that I've seen is the new Nivea for men. Have you seen this commercial, Doc, where they go, they have all these guys going, well, you know, if they can't smell me from over here, you know, it's kind of like an anti-axe commercial. You know, this won't help me with my mating or whatever. And it's just it's a great commercial. It makes, you know, if you've not seen this commercial, because they have a good looking guy come up at the end that's actually an adult and says, you know, I use it to get clean, you know, and it's really a good anti-commercial. I got to give them a thumbs up for that. Since we were speaking about bars, cougars, and the occasional scent. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Well, you know, this actually leads us into our next topic pretty conveniently, because as we all know, I think a few days ago, Vladimir Putin, Russia's current prime minister and previous president, took down a large tiger in front of a press crew, which was pretty interesting.
Oh, okay. Now, Doc, I thought you were going to do like a Putin joke for scent, but you're going to do it. Oh, never mind. Never mind. All right.
Putin. That's funny. This post, though, says, Russia says, and we're going to take countermeasures. As we all know, there's been a bit of a skirmish near Georgia and Russia in that region. We're not quite sure how it all started, but it's certainly kind of coming to a head at this point. And this was pulled out of the Breaking General News Forum. And it says Russia is going to take countermeasures. And it says, and this is from Ruma, R-O-O-M-E-H, Ruma, I think that's pronounced. It says a naval show of force, 150 kilometers between Russian Black Sea Fleet and NATO Navy, read it in Russian. By the end of August 2008, the Black Sea became a site of show of the world's greatest navies. A reported earlier flagship of Russian Black Sea cruiser Moskva and missile cruiser Ivanets are currently at anchorage in the Abkhazian capital, Sukhum's water zone. Thank goodness I don't live in Russia. I'd get my butt kicked on a daily basis for not being able to pronounce anything. Three more ships off the Russian Black Sea Navy. And they've said, you know, bring all these NATO ships into the port, and we will definitely give a response. And they're still actually in the process of that. We're not quite sure what's going to happen. There have been numerous other news stories. So we're hoping all of this, you know, hotter minds stay cool on this and nothing kind of goes crazy. We're not looking for another Cold War, and we're certainly not looking for any sort of hot war. So everybody kind of keep your peace, love, and kindness hats on at least for a little while until we get all this straightened out. Jeez Louise.
And now you've got rumblings from North Korea that's saying, oh, you know what, since you guys haven't done anything about Georgia, we think we're just going to go ahead and see if you won't do anything about us. We're going to put together our reactors again. Okay, well, yeah, we'll see how that goes. And the interesting thing is now Russia's getting a little more bold now that they have more money. They can actually pay their troops for a change because of the oil prices. The depressed oil prices really kept their country in a tough place. Though Moscow is probably the most expensive place to spend the night on the planet, I think, next to London. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. The West response... Georgia, of course, wasn't part of NATO. They're talking about putting them in NATO. Georgia initially started this because there was a Russian, almost like a breakaway republic from Georgia. They went in there, started kicking ass and taking names. Russia goes, hey, you're not going to do that. So they start kicking ass and taking names. And in the meantime, we're sitting here going, and now it's getting a little warmer out there. So hopefully cooler minds will prevail and we won't have any kind of October surprise. Like a Red October surprise, you know what I mean? But this is definitely something that you need to keep your eye on and stay informed about. This is a hot zone in the world, along with several other ones, and you may see some other ones flare up depending on how NATO handles this crisis with Russia.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should send Gustav, Hannah, and Ike over there, start kicking some tail, straightening things out. That's what I think we should do. I think they could get a lot done over there.
Really?
I'll include that in my letter of grievances.
Yeah, put them in your SmackDown letter, buddy.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Ike, Hannah, Gustav, get over there. Who came up with the logical chain of events of Gustav, Hannah, and Ike? I understand it's alphabetical, thank you, but it's like you have Gustav, which is a fairly exotic name, and then Hannah and Ike. Hi, I'm Ike, Hurricane Ike, okay.
I think that you just win the lottery and your name goes in there or something. They probably pull it out of the World Names and Strange Places category. So, but hopefully, because these things are starting to, I mean, we're really seeing these get big in the Atlantic, that they won't cause a whole lot of damage. But, of course, Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas, that area, just getting hammered by Hannah. It'll probably peter out as it starts to head up, you know, your way, Doc. We rarely get, you know, hurricane leftovers here in West Texas unless they hit the Baja area. Now, we got a little bit, but not much. Actually, it actually went west of us. What was the hurricane we had come through and hit, like, Corpus Christi down around that area? Started with a B. Yeah, whatever. Bitch. Whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Bertha, whatever. And it actually flooded the mountains north of El Paso. But past that, yeah, we don't get too much rain. It's kind of one of those things.
You just gave me an idea. I think I'll write the National Weather Center and have them name the next B hurricane Hurricane Biatch. That would be amazing. Because, you know, then it would truly live up to its name. I mean, imagine if it actually, you know, did make landfall and do cause damage, you know, people go, what a biatch, you know, and it would make sense. You know, it's hard to imagine that, you know, a harmless name like Ike could cause so much damage. You know, it's like, oh, Hurricane Stephen. Well, oh, we're very afraid of that. But then these things come ashore and they, you know, rack up hundreds of billions. They kill people. It's a horrible situation. So let's start giving our hurricanes tougher names. That's my petition.
This would be great. This would be a great thread for somebody to start on BTS, by the way. Alternate names for hurricanes. For example, could you take Hurricane Dick seriously? I don't know.
Exactly. And wouldn't you be afraid of Hurricane A-hole? I would be.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I would be afraid of a big swirling eye of the hurricane there. Hurricane A-hole. That's just
Hurricane
wrong.
A-hole really just crapped all over us. That was crazy.
All right, so there's a good idea for somebody to start a post for sure. Hey, Doc, I wanted to jump kind of to the obituary and do some shop talk here. One of broadcasting, and I should say more voiceover work. This guy was amazing, and you probably remember him most recently for any movie trailer you've ever seen, or even the Geico commercial where they have, and we hired this fancy announcer to do that. That was actually Don LaFontaine. He passed away Monday, had a problem actually with his lungs, a collapsed lung and some really, you know, something bad happened there, and it killed him on Monday. He was like 68 years old. But somebody actually posted a YouTube video. I think it was Sonic Infinity at originally posted this and then posted a video. And I wanted to play part of that video to kind of give you a sense of his voice and how he got started doing what he did. So here's a little snippet of that video that you can watch on this thread. Here's Don.
Well, I was born in a simple log cabin. No, that's not true. When I was 13 years old, my voice changed in the middle of a sentence. Mom, I'll help you with the dishes. Literally. And I never went back. And I was this cut up in class. And when I went to school the next day, I didn't want to talk. And the teacher got bugged about it. She said, why aren't you saying something? And I said, what do you want me to say? And I was sent to the office because she thought I was screwing with her. And for a while there, was it really upset me. But then I discovered that I could be everybody's dad. Jimmy can't come to school today because he's not feeling very well.
Grab your joystick. The 80s are back. It's Code Monkeys, coming this spring.
Does your script say grab your joystick or grab onto your joystick?
Probably says grab onto, but I just like to edit stuff just to make sure you're listening.
Oh, there's some great stuff in there. And you really get to see the heart of this guy. He was a pretty stand-up guy. He's been doing thousands and thousands of movie trailers. And people would send him, just on his webmail, he talks about this a little bit later in the interview, that people would send him, hey, could you do my answering machine voice? And if he had time, he would actually cut people's answering machine messages, which, let me tell you, this guy got tons of money. He was like the highest paid voiceover guy ever. That he was that good. And he would stop and take a minute and do somebody's answering machine message. I thought that was just it spoke volumes about what a super cool guy he was.
Yeah, you know, and he's truly a legend. I mean, you haven't seen a movie trailer without hearing his voice, and a remarkable talent, a remarkable individual, and just a, from everything I've heard, just a really solid stand-up guy. And you know, for those of us who do any sort of voice kind of stuff, recorded voice stuff, you know, he's a legend, and he's a real idol. So his presence will be sorely missed, I think, in this industry and in the movie industry and just everything he touched. Don LaFontaine, we salute you, and that leads us into a break, and we'll see you in a bit.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and above politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC.
Once again this fall, it will shine into millions of homes.
You're listening to the BTS Mix Show with Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
Yeah, I know. I can't turn this off.
All right, welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm rocking Doc Hancock. I like that that heavy metal intro there. That was very nice.
Hey, speaking of stuff that we like, relationships. This, again, is one of our favorite forums here on BelowTopSecret.com. Why can't I get a girlfriend? And then a little pictures, which is, I love the skeptical Steve's icon there. His avatar looks beautiful. I don't know where he got that picture, but it looks fantastic. But let's get started and find out why you can't get a girlfriend, okay? Hey, I'm really a shy guy despite maybe arguing with people constantly about conspiracy theories. First time posting in BTS. Well, it's good to have you here. Anyway, all through middle school, I was bullied and made fun of. Hey, join the club, champ. I guess because I was an awkward kid. I'm now 21, but I was into anime and the paranormal, there we go. And I was pretty lanky because of this. I was always awkward around women. Some girls said it's just basically an ugly duckling thing, and I wasn't rich enough for them, or they weren't interested in me because of some other thing. Some girls were really into me and even offered me a little whoopee. Later in high school, I guess I looked decent, but he wanted to keep his virginity, basically. And I'm going to skip on down just a little bit. I even have friends who are gay, all girls, and maybe one guy or so. So I enclose some pictures, and I'm curious as to what you think the problem is with me not being able to get a girlfriend. Is it really the way I look? Is it money? Is it my interest? I haven't been sexually involved with anyone for 3 or 4 years, not even a kiss. And by sexually, I mean second, third base. I'm a virgin. Is something wrong with me? I feel like I've gone from faithful prep school boy to prude and creepy. Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, you know, this is the age-old thing. And in my extended 28 years of life, I guess, which isn't a whole lot, but anything that I've learned about women in relationships and attracting the opposite sex or the same sex, you know, whatever floats your boat, is the sense of self-confidence that you have. You know, you can be, I've seen some of the doggedest, ugliest guys I've ever seen in my life walking around with amazingly good-looking women, and I know it's not because they're rich, and I know it's not because of any other factor, but because of the fact that they carry themselves confidently. And don't mistake confidence with egotism and with being a, you know, a cocky jerk or anything like that. But in my experience, two factors. It's self-confidence. More importantly, it's not wanting it too bad. And I think everybody's probably had this experience at one time in their life. You go through a little dry spell and you feel like you can't meet anyone that you're getting along with, or, you know, that you're attracted to, or they're attracted to you. And then the second you get go on a date, say, and you say, I'd like to make this kind of exclusive, and they agree, and you start a relationship, all of a sudden you have women knocking on your door and you can't believe it. They're just coming by the hordes. You have to beat them off with a stick, and it's crazy. So you have to do two things. You have to be more confident, and more importantly, you have to stop wanting it so badly. If you let it go, it will find you. I guarantee you, my friend. Good luck to you.
And I have another piece of advice too, Doc. I mean, 21 years old, again, a lot of people are just kind of still in that zone where they don't know what they want to do with their life. As you get older, women and younger, actually older women, will start to appreciate you more for you being who you are. I promise you that. The ones that think the bad boys are cool right now are going to get screwed over by the bad boys, and all of a sudden they're going to go, wow, that sweet guy, And like Doc said, when you become yourself, you have a little self-confidence, boom, here they come. And it happens in seasons, don't rush it. But again, you know, don't be anything but yourself. Be yourself, be confident, be happy with who you are, and it'll come. It'll be great. Trust me. If it happened for us, hey, it could happen for you too.
And dude, you're a virgin. That's totally hot. You know, chicks are totally into that. So flaunt that. You know, be proud of that. And may I add, I'm in high admiration of you for. I mean, whether you've saved it intentionally or whatever, that's highly admirable. And I certainly salute you for that. So be proud of that. Be proud of who you are, what you do. And if you build it, they will come. So take our advice and move along. And good luck to you, sir. Skeptical Steve.
Yeah, you're going to do just fine. Don't worry about it. And thumbs up for the virginity thing for me, too. That's a tough thing to do these days. All right, let's go to the next forum, which is video games. I bought the full version of Spore today. Now, Doc, I've seen commercials on this one on TV. I really haven't. Is it like? I'm thinking it's kind of like Sims, but you create a universe. I'm not sure. What is the object of this game? Do you know?
You know, it was funny because, you know, you picked this topic, and I looked at it, and I thought, you know, some sort of antivirus software or something. I didn't realize it was even a video game. And the post, and I'm trying to figure out what it is, too. So there's information in on the post. Apparently, a toy soldier and Kay are very excited about it. So, you know, obviously, what little I have heard of it, I think you're right, Spencer. I think it's kind of like Sims sort of thing, but just on a slightly grander scale. Civilization meets Sims or something.
Give us a rundown on this, would you? 411 on what's going on with Spore. And that's going to lead into our next topic, which is kind of depressing for me because it's one of my shows that I like to watch on the Sci-Fi Channel. That is Stargate Atlantis is being killed. This originally posted by Delta Boy. I heard that Atlantis is ending at the fifth season. The producers and directors are going to create a TV movie to end it. I believe it was at the library, and I rented season 3 Atlantis, and I thought it was a good show. I decided to try to rent the rest of the seasons. It was pretty bummed when I heard it was going to end at season 5. Well, I hope not, but that evidently seems to be what they're going to do, Doc.
Yeah, you know, I've never watched, so there are a lot of avid porters, and I think this is the same tragedy with many shows. The best one was get canceled. You had a favorite show, and it got canceled, and, you know, everybody I knew thought it was so good, but yet, you know, if the ratings aren't there, man, unfortunately, I just got to pull the plug. It's very sad.
Yeah, and I hope it survives, but you know, we'll see. There's been some character changes, and they've lost some characters that I liked, and they've kept some characters that I'm not hot with. And a lot of the other members that have posted here have said the same thing. You know, there's some characters they should have let go, like in season 2, and they've held on to some of the ones that they got rid of in season 2 or 3. They should have kept. So I don't know. The storyline's getting a little bit thin. Evidently, there's going to be a new series now where it AKA Star Trek Voyager type, where people are out in a spaceship and they need to get home. We'll see how that plays. I don't know. But anyway, Stargate Atlantis evidently going to be killed off at season 5. Sad news.
Yes, indeed. And that conveniently brings us into the BTS Mix screen test for this week.
All right. So Doc has emailed me the text for this week's BTS Mix screen test is, you can't help but feel the positive vibrations from this actor who has had quite a career. And in fact, you would do yourself a great service to hang out in his company. You would be fit in saying that he has had quite an expansive career and has boogied his way into our homes and hearts, even while monkeying around a little. We just hope his coming movie won't be too painful to watch. Do you have the answer for this week's BTS Mix screen test? If you do, it's worth 5,000 BTS Mix points, and that does it for this week's BTS Mix show. Have a great one. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Take care of yourselves.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.
That is bona fide badass.